Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, we always start and end the show with little victories.
Yeah.
And DZ, my little victory is I was impulsive this weekend and booked a vacation.
You did?
I went crazy.
Hell yeah.
I went crazy. I didn't even care if I could afford it. I just booked it.
The vacation doesn't matter if you can afford it. Nobody can afford the vacation. They're
me
going
the
on.
Boys,
we're going on vacation.
Me and the boys, if you want to join, are going on a 7-day
ooh.
Royal Caribbean cruise.
Yes.
Over spring break. We're going to
yes.
Mexico, Honduras.
Oh, yes.
And that's it. But then back to, and then back to Tampa.
Oh.
So I have something to look forward to now. So my rage will be lowered a few levels.
Gee, a cruise?
I don't even care. I just need something
no,
on the
you
calendar
don't care. You don't care.
That I can look forward to. That was the point I hit.
Yep.
I needed something planned.
I know, that's right.
I had nothing planned. Nothing. I have nothing planned.
Well, and something to look forward to is nice.
I'm so excited.
Ooh, I'm so proud of you.
So me and the boys going on a cruise, our first cruise together over spring break in March. I have something to look forward to and something to pay off in the meantime.
That part.
Broke now, baby.
Listen, crew, but it's
I'm
all
excited.
Inclusive.
All
there, you don't got to worry about it. It's one of them things. Oh, we've only taken one cruise, and
we
the
can,
best.
You know, when we get to Mexico, we can go to the Mayan ruins.
Mm-hmm.
We can, you know, explore. We can explore.
Them excursions is what get you, though.
We can spend 2 days on the ship just swimming and hanging out. It's going to be nice. So.
We might join y'all.
Dude, come on.
It's not booked yet. Nah, bro, that's dope.
I'm excited.
That's so dope.
So, yeah.
I'm
so
excited for you.
That'll be spring break 2026, baby.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited for you.
Mark the calendar.
Put it on there. Clock it.
So that's my big victory.
Big victory.
What's your little victory?
Well, my little victory is actually on her way to work probably pretty soon, man. I just got to shout out my wife. But my little victory is, I got a she-wolf, she-bull of a wife. She's on one, and yeah, this weekend proved it. I knew she was really ride or die, but now she's top tier.
Yeah.
Of toppest
because
of tiers. Just because of everything she did this weekend and just the
she
amount of work that she put.
She helped your dad finish the roof.
I watched my wife go from roofing to come inside, cook lunch for everybody, wash her hands again, and then hit it back up to the roof. Like, girl,
can I be honest?
I
came from a family of all daughters.
Yeah.
Your wife came from a family of all daughters.
No, Patrick. Her oldest is a brother.
Never mind. Then my theory sucks. Forget it. Never mind. I was going to say we're built different because there's no dude to defer to. So a lot of times when you have guys and girls in families, the dads just ask the guys and they don't bug the girls.
That's always been. in their lives.
And my whole life, it was get up on the roof because there was no son to ask to do it. So I just feel like we actually are stronger than girls with brothers. You think it'd be the opposite?
You'd be surprised. But for real, I know exactly what you mean. Because at one point, her brother Patrick looked at her and was like, I never thought I'd be on the roof with a sibling of mine, let alone the baby.
He was up there, wasn't he?
Patrick was on the roof too, of course. Yeah. We had the fan band, but that's coming up, man. Big victory, little victories. Yeah. I'm just thankful for my wife because she is a hammer. Literally.
Right. We're going to talk about our weekends coming up next. It was busy, busy.
Facts.
The weather was insane.
Dog?
If you complain once about the weather this weekend, I'm going to hang up on you. Don't even come at me.
Hang up on me now because I did. Me and my neighbor looked at each other and was like, seriously? In October? It's hot. I want to be in a pool right now.
Are you kidding me?
I swear to Bob.
DZ, don't talk to me anymore. All right. We're going to talk about our weekends coming up next. And it's a new week, which means we have new tickets. Hills Has Eyes tickets at 7:45. We're sending you to a haunted house.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, so every Monday we come in and we talk about our weekends. And let me tell you something, this weekend's weather was phenomenal.
It was nice.
I mean, perfect summer weather now that we're into fall. Thanks for nothing, Mother Nature. But anyway, it was beautiful. So I don't know what you were up to this weekend, but my highlight was that I was at the Walk to Defeat ALS yesterday morning at Greenfield Park in West Allis. Shout out to everybody who came out. ALS is something I've learned a lot more about this year. It is a disease they call the death sentence. Mm-hmm. There is no cure. They don't know why you get it. You don't have any reason. We don't know why, when, how. We don't know if you're going to live for a year or 20, but you're going to die. Mm. And you could lose your speech, you could lose your walking. Nobody knows why.
Yeah.
It's so crazy, this disease. So I've learned a lot this year. So I was happy to MC the Walk to Defeat ALS because it went amazing. Shout out to Pete's Pops.
Ooh, I love
Pete. He always gives back because his dad has ALS.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, that's why Pete's always there. Shout out to the West Dallas Fire Department who pulled up. Shout out to Sippy Hippie Coffee. You know, all these people that come out.
Sippy Hippie.
Sounds like you're kind of joint.
Whoa, what kind of hippy dippy place has that?
They're like an old bus, you know.
Oh, of course they are.
So anyway, it was just a beautiful day. So the ALS Association, you know, put it on, and I was proud of some of these teams. Yeah. These teams were huge, they had like cheering sections.
Yeah,
they'd be like, and one, and two. I was like, damn.
They was out there marching.
They're like, who do we walk for, Linda? They were like, it was impressive.
Shout out Linda.
There was a lot of women.
Shout out all the Lindas out there.
So anyway, so the ALS walk. Oh, and listening to Taylor Swift's album.
Ooh, I figured.
Repeat.
I figured.
I still don't know what my favorite song is.
Oh my God.
But she is dirty.
I've been hearing that this album.
She's been getting real dirty over Travis, and I'm here for it, dude.
I've been hearing that this was different.
This one is...
Different. It's still Taylor, but
this is the wife, not the little girl anymore. Mm. This is the... She's going there. So anyway. Yeah. So Taylor Swift's album fed my soul all weekend. What'd you do this weekend, DZ?
This weekend was Reno weekend at Casa DZ. It was between roofs, between ripping up carpet, between ripping out walls. We did a lot.
Yeah.
We did a lot, but we had all hands on deck. Yeah. Friends, family, people just popping in and saying, what's up? Y'all need anything? What's going on? Like, it was huge. It was amazing. When I say busy, though, me and Aaron were absolutely demolished every single day and knew we had to just get up the next day and do it again.
But you ended up, so you went into this weekend with a lot of work and you came out with a new roof and new floors. Like, if you don't at least go, wow, it
and
was
a new
worth
house.
It.
Gee. We opened up the layout completely. Like now it's
you knocked down a wall.
I told you. Like I sent you a picture of that. Did you not see the picture of the bookshelf? That was what I was showing you, not the floor.
But the bookshelf was still there. Did you cut down?
I knocked down the whole wall, baby. Come on, mamacita, you missed it.
Oh my! I was
go
looking
back
at
and
the
look at
floor.
The go back. Forget the floors.
I was looking at forget. The floor, DZ.
Big dog, put some work in.
No way! Wait a second here.
Look at that wall. Look at that wall. Look at that wall. Yeah. Yeah.
The wall's there. I'm confused.
Now swipe. Wall gone.
I didn't realize you cut the wall down.
I don't care how sore I am, bro. It don't even matter. Dude. I was hearing everybody clanging and banging, hammering up top there on the roof.
I can't believe what you did.
I lost
DZ,
my mind.
This is phenomenal.
I was like, I need a hammer. I need to hit something. I got to do some things. And I did it all watching kids, baby.
So wait, you never had anyone come get the kids?
No, eventually people came and saved me.
Because I would have.
There was that one point in time where it was like, oh my goodness, I don't want to sit here. We're wasting time.
When I
want to start ripping this carpet. I want to start doing this wall. And I had to go.
Dude, when I FaceTimed you on Saturday, you had the babies. And I was like, I can't believe you're ripping up carpet. Yo. And they're crawling all over you. But hey, it worked.
It worked.
Well, congrats on the new roof and the new house.
Thank you.
I can't wait to come see it now.
I looked at Aaron. I was like, let's put it on the market. It's $500,000 now.
Dude, you changed that house fully.
Let's go. Bro, the way the sun was shining through last night, I can only wait to see it this morning.
Oh, it was shining into the kitchen now because the wall's gone. Oh.
We're grateful for everybody's help, and we're grateful for the vision that we had, and we're just happy. We're like, we can't wait to finish. You know, like the last little
of
things on the wall, but we were ambitious. It paid off.
What a great weekend.
It paid off.
Okay, 414-533-1037. This is phenomenal, DZ.
Seriously.
This
you got to come over
phenomenal.
Today.
Yeah.
Like right
I
now,
don't
let's
have
go.
Time, but I will. I got appointments back to back. What's new?
I ain't going
to
lie. I got a dentist appointment today, too, but I can't do it. See? Not today. Tomorrow.
See?
Tomorrow. Mañana.
See? It's Mental Health Monday. I got therapy and all kinds of stuff today.
We were all ambitious, right. And we still are.
I love it. What did you guys do this weekend? Whether it was something like the ALS walk, which I did, DZ ripped his whole house up and got a new roof, which is insane. 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and texts next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so we're talking about what you did this weekend. DZ just asked me if Sabrina Carpenter's on Taylor's album a lot. I go, no, she's only on one song, The Life of a Showgirl. No, it's like one feature. That's the only person.
Got it.
And they sing about being a showgirl, The Life of a Showgirl.
That's like a combo album. Never mind.
Yeah, it's a good song. Anyway, let's go to the phones because we're talking about what you did this weekend. DZ tore up his house. I did the ALS walk.
Yeah.
And let's start with, you know what? Should we start with Waylon and Chaya? Screw it. Let's start with the cuties.
Start with this old man?
Yeah, this old man, the second grader. Hi, Waylon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
all right,
sir.
What'd you do this weekend?
I went to my fall festival, and I got a little squishy guy that I actually have in the car with me.
A little squishy
and
guy?
And I got two other guys.
Like action figures or squishmallows?
They're just like little crocheted squishies.
Oh, little crochets. Oh, our kids love the crochet squishies.
Almost like my dumpster fires.
Exactly like that.
Those are cool. Well, Waylon, thanks for sharing. You had a good weekend, huh?
Yes.
Oh, okay, it was beautiful.
And cleaning out for hunting spots.
Oh, mom's goodness. Coming in now.
Mom said that wasn't just the squishies. We had a lot more to say, Waylon and Weston.
Soccer. She said we cleaned everything out for hunting.
Y'all are missing the mark here, fellas. Y'all just excited about the squishies. Jesus.
Mom, we got you. Thanks for calling,
appreciate
you guys.
Appreciate you, Chaya. We'll talk to y'all soon. Bye,
you guys. All right. Let's go to Brandon in Tosa on day 3. We're talking about what you did this weekend. Hey, Brandon.
Mission. Yo, good morning. Buenos dias, everybody.
Buenos dias.
From Tulsa.
Buenos dias. All right, what'd you do this weekend, Brandon?
Man, we just pretty much went to some friends' house, hung out at their fire pit all night.
That's a good fall activity. Fire pit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, I had loaded the grill up with some stuff, so I barbecued,
Brandon? I'm coming over. He had me at fire pit and barbecue. It sounds like my perfect weekend.
In October.
That's all I need.
We love you, sir.
And it was really nice outside. And the moon was amazing that night.
Oh, we missed it.
Yeah, but I hope everybody else had a great weekend, too, not just
thanks,
me.
Thanks, Brandon. You know what was a big thing this weekend was homecoming.
Nick
in Waukesha texted in and said, Izzy at homecoming. And my neighbors, they have theirs next weekend. So this is officially homecoming week.
For high school?
Yes, for high school.
Our niece had homecoming.
My boys, they in Bayview. They just started Bayview, so I got to talk to them in a minute.
In a minute, more like yesterday.
We all getting up for ready to go to school and stuff right now.
What are you doing talking to us? You better go have that conversation with them, Papa. Bye.
Happy homecoming. Hey,
bye. Later, Brittany.
No, homecoming is in full effect right now. Whether yours is done or starting up this week. Yep. Or like I was at Econimo-walks 2 weeks ago. They did theirs. So it's time right now.
No, it's time.
Let's go to Danny in Oak Creek. We'll talk to him next, see what he did this weekend.
I can only imagine.
I'm reading all your texts. Danny!
Yo, yo! Good morning.
Good morning. It sounds like people on the text had a full weekend. Jaya from Muskego said, went to China Lights on Saturday at the Botanical Gardens.
Oh, that's popping.
And then baptized my little toddler Roman on Sunday. Full
Shout
weekend. What'd you do, Danny?
We were busy. We did some driveway drinking. We did some shopping. We had a little bit of a date night.
Wait, stop. Rewind. Driveway drinking. Busy. Let's go back to this.
Busy starts with driveway drinking.
This is relatable old people once you live in a house stuff. Wisconsin at its best. No matter where you live, you're in the driveway with the drink a lot of the time.
Oh, hold on.
What?
Not old people. It's like young people. I mean, we have this... The 20-some-year-olds out there with us.
Fair.
Everybody.
Did they go to the bar at 11, though, and leave you while you stayed home?
Nope.
Everybody stayed.
Us people from back in the day. These kids don't go out nowadays.
They
realize it's cheaper at home, huh?
Okay, Danny, you said don't call you old, but then you said kids don't go out nowadays. Okay, Danny, you're not helping me.
It's a double entendre. You're aging yourself.
Danny, you are like young in spirit, and you are in better shape than most 20-year-olds I know. So that's all I'm going to say about that, okay? Thanks for calling.
I've seen this man do jump splits in person. He's fit. He's fit. Yeah, say it like that.
Bye, Danny.
All right, bye.
Love, man.
All right, we're going to take one more call, but somebody texted in and said, thank you for doing the ALS walk and bringing some attention to the disease. My mom was diagnosed in 2018 at 62. We lost her in 2020. Worst 2 years of our lives. Nicole in Port Washington. Yeah, ALS is an unfortunate disease. They call it a death sentence because you're going to die. Mm-hmm. They don't know why. They don't have a cure. They don't know how you get it. They don't know how. If you're,
tough.
It's messed up. You
it's
could lose your
up.
Speech and walking within months to years. It's just
and
really.
You have no idea what
neurological.
The
but nobody understands why. It's right. Just a hot mess. So thank you to everyone who does stuff for it. I'm learning more about it, and it's getting closer and closer to my heart as I learn how messed up this disease is. Because it's not just an ice bucket challenge. Just saying.
That part. Right. And that's really cool that you were there this weekend.
Saucy Sandra, let's talk to her last but not least. Wait, somebody said they completed their first half marathon at the Milwaukee Lakefront. Never mind, Saucy. There's no way you top that.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that Milwaukee Marathon was lit this whole weekend. And threw off my driving, but whatever. Saucy.
What's going on, Saucy?
Hey there, hey.
Hey.
Well, let's see. Saturday, we went to Ronnie's football game.
And?
Still undefeated.
Wow. This is Waukesha?
No, Pewaukee.
Oh, Pewaukee. I keep forgetting he plays for... I keep yes. thinking it's Waukesha. It's Pewaukee, undefeated. Nice.
Yep. Nice. Pewaukee, seventh grade black.
Nice. Okay.
Next week is Germantown Blue.
Ooh.
We're coming for you. But
anyway,
then we went to Safe House for lunch because it was Ronnie's birthday on Friday.
Oh, Safe House is so fun. It's an experience, you know?
Oh, he loves Safe House. And then I joined a wine club because I took him out to Cooper's Hawk for dinner.
Saucy, you know what? Girl, and me and my girls go to Cooper's Hawk once a month because they're in the wine club, girl. So let me tell, hop on in, girl. They always leave with wine.
Yeah, but now I need to find somebody to come with me to taste wine with.
See?
I mean, now pull up. What you mean?
Come on.
You're in the club. You're in the club. You're there. Good.
Yum.
See you next weekend.
See you next weekend.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so today is something that's probably very common in a lot of relationships, feeling like roommates with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do? How do you get out of it? Or do you stay in that spot?
Yeah. Well, and this one's even better because they ain't moved in together yet.
Oh, how can you not even live together and feel like roommates already?
No, they don't. They want to avoid it.
Listen.
Yeah.
They want to avoid feeling like roommates. Got it.
Ali and DZ, my partner and I have been discussing the exciting prospect of moving in together at the start of the new year.
Mm.
It's a huge step, and we're both really looking forward to it. However, we're also aware of some common pitfalls that many couples experience, that cohabiting, that transition from romantic partners to feeling like just roommates. Mm-hmm. We've heard the stories, we've seen it happen to friends, and we're determined to prevent it from happening to us. We aim to be proactive in maintaining our relationship's romance. Mm-hmm. The intimacy, that unique connection that we have before living together. Mm-hmm. Any personal anecdotes from the couples who've successfully navigated this transition?
Shoot.
How do you keep the spark alive? Avoid that roommate trap. We're seeking all the tips, date nights, communications, chores, personal space to foster that loving, connected home, not just coexist.
You know, this is a great question for a lot of the people out there who do end up feeling like roommates eventually, mm-hmm. and are unhappy. And mm-hmm. I have no idea what that advice is. DDZ, you and your wife have been together a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and we've lived together for a little bit now too.
And I mean, honestly, the only real long-term relationship I've been in was my marriage, mm-hmm. that I count long, where I lived with somebody, I was married.
We
coexisted, and I always thought that I could live with him forever, hence yeah. we're divorced. But I didn't feel like the romance ever died in that. Mm-hmm. It got destroyed by other things. And yeah. so to have that still, you don't think anything's wrong. There's a lot of couples that break up who are intimate or who are still
who are actively
involved.
Happy and so then something happens crazy, but right?
Yeah, so I guess my question is, I don't know the answer to that, and I would love to hear your input on this, DZ, because what is the secret to not turning into roommates? Do you just have to really, really find your person? I mean, what is it?
It isn't.
How do you
even
not lose the romance?
Yeah, I don't even think it's about that, honestly, man. It's just, there's an ebb and flow that mm-hmm. people always want some type of perfection, mm-hmm. right? And you can expect that. You yeah. never can expect that. Now, as far as doing things together, you know that y'all can't stop doing little date nights. Mm-hmm. It might not be able to happen every single weekend that you want it to happen, mm-hmm. but finding those pockets of what's yours, what's mine, what's ours, mm-hmm. and then letting those lines define themselves, because boundaries are going to get crossed all
yeah.
the time.
This
right?
is a lot of not liking each other. Like, even if you love someone, this comes down to like not liking somebody and not wanting to. You really want to sleep with somebody you don't like?
Oh, well, yeah, obviously.
You
obviously.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, you know, there's certain quirks that come about in life that happen to spark that you don't see about somebody. Like, you could date years, not live with them. Once y'all live together, you see all of the things that you've never seen from this person before.
For sure.
Right? You get to know them on the more intimate level
living
that changes
someone,
your intimate level.
Yeah, living with someone changes everything.
Once you start to go in the same bathroom, you really see how somebody lives.
That is some intimacy right there. You're right about that, actually.
You feel me? Once you're really in that thick of it, and they're just going, what can we do to keep that romance and spark alive? The answer is, in my opinion, nothing. You could do nothing.
Really?
No, you can't do anything about it. You're going to have to find that flow. The romance is going to dip at certain points. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to pick it back up. You're going to get frustrated with each other. You're going to have to cool it off.
So if you don't even like your significant other anymore, you're not attracted to them, how do you get it back?
If you don't like your significant other, if you don't want to be around them, relationship is washed.
Really? You don't
yeah.
even think people get there? I thought that people get there and they have to find their way back from that a lot of times. I feel
most
like
people can't.
They can't once you're there.
No, I genuinely think most people can't. Once you dislike your significant other to the point of you don't want to sleep next to them, I think that is an issue that only therapy can solve. And even then, I'd say maybe even 50% of it doesn't happen.
Right,
Bro, like in my personal experience, once my parents stopped sleeping in the same room together, it was over.
And it wasn't because one snored. It was because they just didn't want to sleep in the same room.
They just couldn't sleep in the same room anymore.
Yeah,
and
it was a sign.
As a kid, you know, you saw so much already. I mm-hmm. knew that relationship had been done.
Right.
So when my dad moved into the basement, I went, oh, bro, word, what are you still
right,
living here for?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's certain things that there's an impasse of.
You're saying they have to keep the romance alive by doing date nights and things like that. Because they're like, they're going to move in together, but they don't want to turn into roommates.
Well,
that's the fear.
Yeah, and turning into roommates is literally only doing things together when it matters. You got to mm-hmm. do things together when it doesn't too, mm-hmm. right? All the little dumb stuff. Like if you just hopping in the car, about to go to the store real quick, and mm-hmm. only one of y'all is going, maybe both of y'all hop in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because life is going to change. And if this might be your person, if you're going to evolve and flourish in this relationship, yeah, you're going to evolve, and eventually it's going to be them doing their thing on their own.
Listen to this. Because
somebody's going to be back with the kids or taking care prepared or something.
You can text or call 414-533-1037. After 14 years together, 8 married and 3 kids, somebody texted this in. You have to like your partner and genuinely work to keep relearning them. You have to be able to communicate transparently and know how to communicate with them in a way that they can receive it.
That's huge.
Even when the worst things and vice versa, you have to constantly be putting in work for all the different phases that you will go through together and independently.
And evolving
staying
with
staying together. Evolving. You have to grow together or you're screwed.
And like them as they change. Figure out how to continue to like them as they change. Whoever texted that should assign their name because that was golden.
That was so good. You know,
that was golden, pony boy.
You've never been in marriage. I know this is a personal question. You ever been to marriage counseling, DZ?
We have not. No, so we have not. We've talked about it definitely just because we think it's healthy.
If I ever get in a long-term relationship, I'll go just to maintain our relationship and keep those lines open because I know that I have issues sometimes with communication even.
Same.
Or feeling whatever I'm feeling.
Same.
But I went, obviously, before I got divorced, a whopping 2 times before, before he asked. But one of the things I found was interesting was that she asked was, tell me, like, you could see that we were, like, sitting on separate sides of the couch, you know, you can, the therapist can feel these things, you know, we're sitting on pictures.
And all that stuff is psychological, too, where it's like, it's evident.
We're sitting on separate sides of the couch, and she said something like, what did you like about each other when you first met? And it forces you to kind of go back to this happy, magical place we fought when we fall for someone, right? And when everything's perfect and we don't have any problems.
The cupcake phase.
It was a good reset to remind, because you're at a place now where you just don't like each other.
Right.
How do you get back to a place where you remember who they are and who their heart is? You know, that's hard for a lot of people. Once you're done, you're done.
Once it's lost, I mean,
it was like, I found that interesting. That's one of the techniques.
I feel like there's experiences too where you think back, and if you can't even think about what it was, bro, bye.
Yeah.
It's over.
It's bad.
Done. It's bad. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
But you're trying to avoid it on the front end. Just don't stop doing any of the cute little things y'all are doing now.
Maybe
even pick it up and make it annoying, right? Because you're going to start to dislike each other in certain aspects of living together. That's just the nature of the beast. You're going to find quirks and go, oh my goodness, you do what?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that before we got together like that. Man, I found out stuff about my wife in the last few years where I go, man, the more you know about people, before you pop the question, you should really ask some more.
Oh, the intimacy you go through, you two, boy.
I should have asked more questions before I asked you to marry me.
Leave Aaron alone. She should have asked more, too.
She should have asked more questions. She should have asked way more questions than me.
All right, 414-533-1037. They're getting ready to move in together. They don't want to lose the romance. They don't want to turn into roommates, and they're looking for advice. All right,
keep the spark alive.
Let's
tips
do
and
it.
Tricks.
We're going to talk to you guys next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So they're moving in together and they want to make sure they don't turn into roommates. Yeah. They want to know how to not turn that into the love into roommates situation.
The fact that you're even considering it before moving in together is huge. That's saying you're conscious of how bad it can get because you've seen it for other people.
I always joke, but not joke, all the time that people don't break up when they should. They get in relationships and then they get emotionally attached, and when things go downhill, a lot of the times that's their break point where they should make the decision, this isn't going to work, but we stick together when we shouldn't. Then you got now the opposite where you don't push through and put the hard work in when it is the right person. They're both problems, you know?
But let me also say that
they're both problems.
There's instances where you guys are going to be quote unquote roommates and it's okay. Please understand. For example,
I feel like the expectations are crazy sometimes for what people want with relationships.
Facts. This weekend, my wife and I were roommates.
Yeah.
She was asleep first, I was asleep first. We kissed each other maybe 4 times
this
weekend.
Well, the fact that you kiss made you not roommates made you married still.
But you know what?
There
are
people that don't kiss at all that are roommates.
What I mean is we were living in completely different worlds and barely spoke this weekend.
Yeah.
We were roommates. We got into bed and it was, all right, Bobby.
Do you want to talk to her right now? I mean, she's probably listening. Hey, Aaron, here's everything your husband forgot to tell you this weekend.
We good.
Go.
She's busy, I'm busy. We good.
Okay, fine.
Roommates is busy today, bro. But you got to be okay with it. That's what I'm saying. You have to be okay with it. Just don't fall into that trap and routine and make it your science.
Let's go to Stella and Racine. Absolutely.
Thunder
Let's
groove.
See what she thinks. Stella's married. Hey, Stella.
Hey.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning. You're married. Tell us why and how you stay together.
Well, we stay together because of God, number one.
Amen.
And I think the key is to not every battle needs to be fought. I think for me, I'm very OCD about everything, and he doesn't care. Like, he leaves crumbs all over the place.
Yeah, he drives you nuts. All the stuff, all the stuff that you can't stand about him. Go on.
Oh, he's sloppy.
I'm with you.
Talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even this morning, just like, he left the dog gate open. It just drives me crazy.
Yep.
But I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to yell. I'm just going to close it and leave it alone. Not every battle has to be.
Look at that. Look at that self-control of working on, you have to work to get along with people. This is how you coexist. Like, there are times you have to bite your tongue.
And
I don't want to either.
Each other slack.
Yes,
right.
Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, that's good advice, Stella. We appreciate that. Thank you for calling, girl.
All right, you guys have a good day.
You too.
Bye. She said, you know which battles are the right ones.
That was really good advice.
Seriously.
Pick your battles. I have learned that at work.
Right.
You've watched me. I mean, you hate to hear it all, DZ, but I always literally have to go, should I fight this battle? Should I fight? That's
life.
Well,
we like to fight, though. We like to see it's different. We like to fight.
That's why I have so many issues.
But Stella's going, listen, not every battle needs to be won, because Stella says she probably likes to fight, too. You know what I'm saying? But not every battle needs to be won. We all live here.
Christy in Greenfield texted in and said, always eat dinner together at the dinner table. Interesting. My husband and I did this from when we moved in together when we were dating, and it always made it feel like we were having special time together.
That is a little thing that we do every night that actually does feel great, and mm-hmm. we don't want to stop. Huge. Eat dinner together at the table. Yep.
Let's go to James in Milwaukee. Hi, James. Good morning.
How's it going?
Hi, Miss. What up?
Well, we're trying to figure out how to stay together and not be roommates when this couple moves in together. What do you think?
Me and my lady, we follow the 222 rule, every 2 weeks, you go on a date.
Aw, okay.
Every 2 months, you take a weekend getaway.
Ooh, I love this. Go on.
And every 2 years, you go on a week-long vacation alone. No kids, no friends.
No nothing.
Now we're
because
talking.
Because when life happens, you disconnect from each other. And those are the times where you have to make time to reconnect.
Yep.
It's so true.
That's the roommate trap.
It's so true. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
The 222 rule. Let me write that down, man. I'm going to steal that from you, James. 222.
I like it. That's a really good one. All right. A good way to stay together and not be roommates. We appreciate you. Thanks for calling, James. Okay, bye.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was on. Yeah,
I'm scared to go to Amanda and Racine because she's going to say something smart about her husband. You just know it, dude. We're talking about how to not be roommates when you move in together. Keep the romance alive.
She said, turn it down. That's the advice.
I say just get it on every day. That's my...
Every day? I mean...
Hey, that's a lot of work.
I forgot what it was like to be in a long-term relationship. Okay, fine.
Every other day. Okay, there we go. I'm with it.
Okay.
Because, listen, a lot of people are down for every day. Not everybody's down for every day. Now that I don't have little kids,
I don't have that energy, for real.
When
you have little kids, it's different, okay? You got to pass, but otherwise...
Facts.
So, Amanda, what's the secret to not being roommates with your husband?
Drop the sauce.
Yeah, I think it's not just about dating. It's about having fun on the dates, too.
We've
been doing fun stuff as a family where we did a little, like, princess picnic in the park kind of thing where we all wore tiaras. And
your
husband? We do matching shirts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did it, too.
He wore the tutu.
Yeah, sure.
So basically, you make him get involved in a family activity like dressing up with a tiara, and he says okay, and then Amanda goes, "See how connected we are?
We love it."
And then we go axe throwing. Like, you know, that's fun too. Go throw axes
in the tiaras. Okay, so dad gets his tiaras. Activity too.
Thank God you got some axe throwing in there, poor man.
Tiaras and axes. Is this brave? What's going on?
He got to be a lumberjack that time. Yes.
Oh, it's turning her on now. Okay, Amanda.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for using the gift card she bought for somebody else. But hold on. Like, had fully given them a gift card and everything. You got to hear this. Bought it and kept it.
Yeah.
Like, gave it to some... Just listen.
I'm listening.
It says, am I the jerk for using the gift card I bought her? Allie and DZ. If you choose to talk about this, I feel like I've got a good one. You do, actually.
You need to be anonymous? What's up?
They're going to know. I mean, clearly they don't. This person doesn't care. She says, I gave my friend a $100 gift card to an online food service as a baby shower gift to her first child.
Ooh.
In April of 2021. Yes, I said 2021.
That's a really nice gift, but yeah. Damn, that's a minute ago.
She says, I had my one and only child in 2020 and know that life with a newborn sucks. So I found myself forgetting to eat and take care of myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, duh, childbirth babies are hard.
Right.
Anyway, just wanted to give a little bit of a token to the new parents and do something for them. As I know, baby shower gifts are mostly baby focused.
Items, little things, yep.
6 months after my friend's baby was born, I received an email from the food service saying, don't forget to use your gift card.
Meaning it hadn't been claimed.
Yep. Uh-oh. So I casually brought up the, have you used the food service? Question in a normal conversation with my friend. Whatever the response was, I don't know, because that was forever ago, but whatever it was some form of no, not yet.
Right.
Fast forward to today. I'm sending this on September 23rd, 2025.
Ooh, been a minute.
So we got this a couple weeks ago. I received the same email from the food service saying the gift card still hasn't been used from 2021.
That means it's still valid.
Shut up. Okay. I didn't mean shut up to you. I meant shut
up
to her.
No, I know what you meant.
I annoyingly searched through my emails and thankfully found the gift card code from the original purchase.
Bruh, that...
Did I use the $100 for myself?
Uh-huh.
Yup. I can start my nickname. My nickname is Take Back Tanya.
Take Back Tanya.
But damn, that was over 4 years ago! Exclamation point. And yes, we are still friends.
Gee. No, y'all not.
Dude. This is so funny, isn't it?
I have thoughts. This is years in the making,
okay,
son.
So they bought somebody, like, let's say, some kind of delivery food service, whether it's Grubhub, DoorDash, or straight from the business. They got
it. Could have been HelloFresh, like something.
It could have been HelloFresh, Amazon, $100 in some kind of food service delivery, because
yep.
It's true. And I'm a big buy a gift card for food delivery. I like to do that. That's one
you
of my
are.
Jams.
That is one of, that's
one of my
your
love languages.
Love, yeah.
I've sent you one more than once. Like, if you, I know you're not
food.
Cooking, I like to feed through other people.
Some of the tough times we've gone through have been fed by Allie.
I send you DoorDash cards.
Literally,
I love it. I'm
nah.
like, listen, I'm not going to cook, but here's dinner.
True.
And
no,
I,
true.
That's one of my things. I love sending like food gift cards to people to use.
And people love it.
And here's the thing. I don't think I've ever gotten a, you haven't used this yet, because I send it to you and then I never hear about it again and it's none of my business
right.
if you use it or not. In fact, it never even tells me if you or whatever, because that's actually kind of weird.
And I'm never checking back in on it.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
And so, but I will say, I am the person who has gotten gift cards and forgotten about them. I know
mm-hmm.
that sounds crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Blame it on the ADHD, out of sight, out of mind something, but I have gotten them and found them like
gone.
A year later and been like, oh my God, does this thing even still work? Like, I found one the other day. I go to the Container Store. I was given... Who gave me this and does it work?
Checked it, still had $20
See?
On it, $50 on it, who knows? But now
they depreciate a lot of times.
Now say your friend does find that gift card and goes, oh yeah, I can't believe I didn't use this from 5 years ago, and goes to claim it, and it goes, denied.
Do you know why? You know why I'm going to say not the jerk? Because
why?
That's a great question. Because if the friend goes and uses this gift card that she bought almost 5 years ago, 4 years ago for her friend when she had a baby.
Yeah.
If she goes and uses it, let's say, and then the friend finds it and goes, I'm going to use it, it's going to say used, and she's going to go, oh, I must have used. She probably doesn't.
There's
she
no
probably
way you're going to
forget.
She
probably doesn't even remember if she used it. When you don't sleep when you have a baby, you're delusional.
Good point, but there ain't no way.
She doesn't even know.
In my head, this is one of the food subscriptions where it brings you fresh items that you can make, cook at home, meals that, like, you know, ready eat meals, whatever. Where she would have remembered using that dang subscription. I'm sorry, but you're 100% the jerk. You gave somebody a gift and then took it back without even telling them, just because it's
4 years later, DZ.
You should have forgotten
four
about
years
it.
Later. They didn't even want the damn thing. Not the
money's
jerk.
Been gone. You ain't missing that.
True.
You are the jerk because you took a gift back that you don't know if they ever plan to use or not. Maybe they're saving it for tough times.
Thank you to whoever texted in. It's illegal now for gift cards to depreciate. I'm glad they fixed that, because
is it
they
cool? cool.
Used to depreciate over time, which was unfair.
Mm-hmm.
You should, if somebody pays for that at your business, we should be able to use it.
It should maintain.
Thank you.
This feels just so common because Erin's got a gift card that I gave her probably 2, maybe going on 3 years ago
really?
Now for her car to get detailed. She ain't
it's not
used
her
it.
Thing.
I don't even know if she still has that gift card.
See?
There's $200 sitting on a dang gift card
for
a full car detail that I could have been using.
Right.
Yet I'm the one washing the cars.
Do you know where it is?
No,
oh
she knows.
Gosh.
I don't know where she put it.
Steve in Twin Lakes said, not the jerk. 4 years later, if she goes to use it, she'll just think it's expired. But I would use it too, as most gift cards do expire. Yeah, I would say she's going to, if she ever even found it and tried to use it, she would just think she did it herself when she was sleepless with a new baby.
Mm. Yeah, you're counting on that being it, bro. Because now she's going to listen to it on Kiss FM and go, wait a second.
That's wait, honestly.
Where is that gift card from Take Back Tanya?
The friend probably is listening right now going, wait, everybody who ever got a gift card when they had a baby right now and didn't use it's going, wait a second.
Anybody with a four-year-old right now is going, hold on.
Catherine said, get your grub on, not the jerk. She texted in. Okay.
You took that back. You straight counted pockets and counted years and said, you know what? You've taken too long to claim it.
Oh,
mine. Take back.
Somebody texted in, Tanya is the jerk, but I ain't mad at her. I hope she got a big old juicy steak. All right. 414-533-1037. Is Take Back Tanya the jerk for using the gift card she bought for somebody else? After 4 years of it being unused.
4 years is crazy.
This is hysterical. All right, we'll talk to you next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, she wants to know if she's a jerk for using the gift card she bought for somebody else. But hold on, she bought it in 2021, April of 2021 to be exact. Mm. She got the reminder, have you used your gift card yet? The friend never used it for a food service. It was when the friend had a baby. She asked the friend if they had used it. They said no. Now years later, she said, screw it. I'm buying myself dinner with it.
And she did.
She used the gift card she bought for somebody else. That's funny. Let's go to Nancy in Milwaukee this morning, see which way she's going to go. Hey, Nancy.
Morning.
Hey, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Which way? Jerk or not the jerk for using the gift card you bought for somebody else?
Not the jerk. I'm sorry. I was giggling with this one. My kids were laughing at this. Like, it's this funny. Is a funny one.
It is, right? And the way she wrote it in, saying this is today is September of 2025. She said this in a couple weeks
she
ago,
was
obviously.
Counting years, weeks,
she said,
days.
It's been 4 years since I bought this gift card.
16 days.
No, not the jerk. I feel like if she gave the reminder, I mean, this is years past when she bought it. Listen, I would have done the same thing. It's not morally right. I'm sorry, but I would have done the same thing.
So you're saying not? It is a moral dilemma and it's wrong, but you would have done the same
but
thing.
But standing behind her.
To me, I feel like the friend, if she tried to redeem it and it says, you know, not redeemable, if I was a friend and I can't redeem a gift card, I would have just thought, oh, well, it's expired. It's years past. Or I would never think of my friend. But... oh, well,
that's what I'm saying. If I find a gift card I haven't used in years, I'm going to assume it doesn't work.
My fault. My bad.
And my other thing is, Nancy, sometimes I'm like, did I use this? Like, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know
what you mean. What if the friend lost it and she doesn't want to tell the friend?
And never wanted to
like,
say
hey,
anything.
I never used it. I lost it.
And with babies?
That would be embarrassing.
I ain't going to lie. We lost a couple gift cards and felt terrible about it.
Well, it happens. But you lose them. And just like, find them years later.
Yeah, right. They were in a drawer, then you move.
Still there. Hey, I'm going to use it. Okay.
Well, and I had changed wallets. Nancy. It was when I changed wallets. I think I took like one random gift card out I never used, and then I forget, and you put it in a counter or a drawer.
In a drawer.
And then you
the
go,
nightstand.
I'm going to use it next week. You move on with your life.
Years later.
It's tricky.
Oh, the HelloFresh gift card.
Oh, my bad.
Did I ever use that?
My bad. All right, Nancy. What?
I've been on that same spot where I bought the gift card or whatever. So I definitely say not the jerk.
Okay. Got it.
We agree, though. This is a fun one, Nancy. Glad y'all are enjoying it.
The next caller doesn't agree. So have a great day, Nancy.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too.
Bye. All right. Tanya's in Kenosha this morning. One of our regulars. She called 5 days in a row, and she does not agree with Nancy. In fact, I think she said, big old jerk.
Oh,
Tanya.
She called the same. Not the same Tanya. Take back Tanya and this Tanya do not equate.
Not the same.
Not
is
me.
She the jerk for using the gift card she bought for her friend 4 years ago that never got used?
Big, fat, take back jerk.
No!
She
Go
said,
on.
Take my name.
Oh, I'm so
take
fired
my name
up.
Off.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Who does that? If they gave you an email reminding you, you could have sent her the email reminding her.
Yep.
You don't take back somebody else's gift.
Listen,
my God.
She said, who does that? Nancy does that. That's who does that.
I can't handle Nancy or take back Tanya. No.
Nancy gave me this logic, too.
It's been four years, Tanya.
But say she did lose the gift card and feels horrible, doesn't want to say, hey, girl, I'm sorry I lost the gift card. Now her friend could have been like, hey, girl, did you lose the gift card or did you not want to use it? I got another email saying, you know, the gift card is still there. You use it or not.
It would be so awkward to bring that up 4 years later. Why would you
even
just use it?
I'm going to be perfectly honest. Ellie. I have a whole huge gallon-sized bag of all my coupons and gift cards that I've collected, and I use them way later. When I'm in a moment and I want to have a gift card,
in a pinch,
that's where I go.
Some people save the gift cards as like, you know, back money, you know, a little safety net.
Tanya, you save gift cards for 4 years. Give it up already. Come
Hell
on.
Hell yes!
Girl!
I'm telling you right now, I still have stuff from COVID, and that's the same as her.
Dang, you're never going to use it, Tanya.
I respect it, though.
No, I do.
Some people piggy bank
them. I pull them out, and I do. And they don't typically expire if they're for a particular store. They expire or reduce value if they're like the ones that say Visa or MasterCard gift cards.
Okay. Well, listen, I don't agree, but...
It's not her gift.
And she had given the gift full-hearted, knowing how hard it is as a parent. Mm-hmm. You think parenting has gotten any easier? No. She might have been thinking, I'm a piggy banking for when I actually need it, and when she going to pull
that
card... Thank you, Tanya. You're bringing me back.
Tanya, no thanks for your opinion today.
I knew you were on the right side. Ellie bought today.
Me and Nancy are going to be over here using all the gift cards nobody ever claimed.
Everybody check your pockets for your gift cards. Allie and Nancy got them.
Right. Call me morally corrupt as I spend this money over here.
Money.
Love you, Tanya. Bye.
Bye.
All right, so I didn't try to fix it, but we do have a tiebreaker, and he is a very special person on the show. He's come in to visit us. He calls every day. Bryce is in Racine this morning. He doesn't have a theme song because he doesn't need one.
You know who Bryce is.
Why, people?
Bryce, what up?
Good morning.
I just want to give a shout out to my new girlfriend Taylor in Michigan.
What?
Hey, shout out Taylor in Michigan.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this girl.
This is why we haven't been hearing from him so much, because he got a little girlfriend.
No talk about the girl right now. We're gonna have to do that in a second because we're in the middle of Am I the Jerk? Right. However, you are the tiebreaker, Bryce. Is she the jerk for waiting 4 years and then using the gift card that her friend never used that she bought her?
Oh no, she is not the jerk. Let me get something straight here. If a friend doesn't use something that you buy, you should be perfectly able to use that thing for yourself.
Okay. So what if I get you a gift? Let's say I got DZ a candle 4 years ago, and I go over and it's just sitting there and hasn't been burnt. And I'm like, you know what? Give me the candle back.
Give me that candle back. I'll burn it.
Give it back.
She should be able to take it back.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. Wow. See, I agree.
And one more thing. Can I ask you something? Can I talk to you off air?
Of course you can, Bryce, but you cannot do it right now because we're going to give away tickets. But you know we've got time.
But you know we got time. Hold on, Bryce. Hold on. Yeah, hold on. Hold on, Bryce. Hold on.
You're brave.
Yeah, buddy. Wow. He said not the jerk, though. He is brave. He said not
the
jerk.
Checks in the mail, my guy.
Take the candle back. Take the gift card back. Take everything back. Matter of fact, Allie, what have I given you in the last 6 months? I want it back.
Steve in Twin Lakes texted in again and said, clearly parenting isn't that hard. She didn't care about $100 worth of groceries. No. She was probably sleep deprived with a newborn.
She was lost in the sauce.
Didn't know what the hell. And then later was like, I don't even know where the thing is.
Who knows? Too late. Yeah.
Too late.
At least it didn't go to waste. It didn't go to waste. I'll give it that for sure.
For sure. So, not the jerk for using the gift cards you bought somebody else.
Wow.
Gina in New Berlin texted in, not the jerk. She brought it up to her, saying she even asked her 6 months after, did you ever use it? So, okay, fine. Fair enough. Okay, let's give away these tickets. So we have two big prizes this week. One now and then one at 8:40.
I'm excited.
We're giving away all you spooky people who love haunted houses.
This is for you.
This is for you.
Aaron, you cannot win. My wife, you cannot win.
She cannot, but I'm sure we can hook her up with some if she wants some.
No, we cannot.
The Hill Has Eyes going down right in Franklin. We've got tickets for you. Four tickets to The Hill Has Eyes 2025. 414-533-1037. So you can even bring three friends. You're welcome.
All you scary mo.
Lunatics. I'm going to scare you when you call. Good luck. Caller 30, you're going. Coming up next, I'll tell you what I bought that I couldn't afford this weekend. And I have zero regrets about it.
No regrets.
Zero for my mental health. Okay, so DZ, let's go to Cammy in Caledonia. Hi, Cammy. Wait, Orion hears that you called it Caledonia, not Calabama.
Wow. Ooh. She's not a resident. She ain't a resident.
Cammy, good morning. What are you up to?
I just dropped my kid off to the bus, now going to work.
Yes,
well, half yes.
Anyway,
yeah.
Are you a big fan of like haunted houses and big experiences?
You like the thrills?
We are. We were just talking about going with my kids, and this will be their first year getting to come with since they're still 9 and 12.
Oh, so they're young. They're young.
This is a big first time. Oh, well, perfect, because you got four tickets to go to The Hill Has Eyes.
Hey,
woo!
Hey.
It's a haunted house in Franklin, Wisconsin, right at the Rock. I have been through it,
Is it scary?
Yes, I'm scared of everything.
I know.
You might be the wrong person
to ask
stuff.
If it's scary.
I only went to challenge myself, and I regretted it because I challenged myself.
That was your first mistake.
Yeah, The Hill Has Eyes. Have a great time and enjoy it with your kids. Let us know how the kids liked it. The kids are going to hate you.
I will.
If they like it, they might love it.
But if they don't,
let us know.
Let us know.
Check back, all right?
I will.
All right, bye. You know what? I wonder I could take Owen and Hudson finally. They've never been to it. This would be hysterical.
Are they into scary stuff?
I don't know. They've never been to a haunted house, but I'm into it. They just want the candy.
Yeah, because our...
But the haunted house would be hysterical with
our
them.
Boys seem to be into the scary stuff, and it's an Aaron thing, because it definitely ain't me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know, but they're definitely too young for that right now. 2 and 4? No. 9 and 12? Like Cammy's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and Owen and Hudson are basically 12 and 14.
Boom.
Owen's about to turn 14.
I think they're ready for
they're
it.
They're so ready.
You're not, but
I'm not, but I'll take them just to see what happens.
Aaron will take
them. Okay, speaking of my children, children. I made a big purchase this weekend that I honestly couldn't afford, and I don't care. And I have zero regrets, and I did it for my mental health, and I'm standing on it, DZ.
You bought something for the babies?
I bought something for me and the kids this weekend, and I have zero regrets.
What's up? What is it? What'd you buy?
I'll tell you next.
Ooh.
If anybody wants to donate to my GoFundMe. Hola! ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien. Today.
Oi. Yeah.
Oi, thank you. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ, and I am in a very good mood because I bought something I couldn't afford, and I can't wait to tell everybody all about it.
That's normally not how people express spending money that they don't have or money something that they can afford. What did you just say?
I was being a little dramatic, but it was for my mental health, and I have zero regrets.
Every now and then.
Okay, so, you know, lately I've been a little edgy, irritable, trying to find my way through life, and I'm realizing I need a vacation, okay?
A little overwhelmed with some things.
I'm overstimulated and overwhelmed like 24 hours a day. And so I found myself having more and more of these little moments, these little tantrums or whatever, and crying. And I was like, okay, it's time to take a break, Allie.
You need to settle down. Yeah.
So we are very busy at work, so there is no time to settle down.
No.
So my ex had asked if he could take Owen and Hudson over Christmas, and I said, of course. And so then the other day, he texted me, my ex-husband, and said, if you want to take the boys anywhere for spring break, have at it. I was like, cool, because we're pretty flow. Like, you want him, take them. If not.
It's not like you always get Christmas.
We don't fight over stuff. We could care less.
Y'all are real amicable like that.
Yep. We figure it out.
Yep.
And so I was like, okay, well, I moved on with my life. Then I'm talking to my sister, and she goes, you know what you need? You need vacations planned because you're having these breakdowns. And I'm like, you're right. I have nothing to look forward to. Like, I have things with, I love my job.
Yeah.
But when even I'm tired and
when
like,
it's constantly
when
work,
you're
work,
not
work,
even
work,
wanting
work.
To do things you like anymore, you might need a break.
Mm-hmm.
I just need a break.
Because
I love working with you. I love this show. But so I find myself waking up going, oh, I'm tired. Like that tired, I just don't like that feeling.
And it's not about the job.
No,
it's
I
just,
love like, coming in here.
I know what you mean.
Once I'm here, I'm thrilled.
It's internal where you're like, oh my
I'm
God.
Tired.
It's getting up. It's doing it. It's mm-hmm. it's the, ah, oh, I got to get out of bed.
It's the grind.
I got to be a human being. And more importantly, yeah. I got to be an adult and a parent today. God
right.
dang, bro.
So I took her advice and I booked a trip.
What'd you do?
I booked a trip.
You booked a trip? Where
did
you book a trip to?
I didn't just book a trip. I booked a 7-night trip for me and Owen and Hudson.
You booked a big trip.
I booked a huge trip.
Wait, where are we going? Because you ain't just going to leave us like that for 7 days. Where are we going? Where are we going, Allie?
I'll tell you next. 7 days.
Pack your bags. Maybe we're going on vacation.
3 countries.
Whoa, whoa.
I said what I said.
Y'all are going to 3 countries
just
in 7 days?
Just wait. Again, and I'm broke. The GoFundMe is...
Say it, girl.
I'll tell you everything next. I'm very excited about this. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. You know, sometimes you book a vacation you can't afford, DZ, because at what cost is your mental health? I started thinking about this. I thought, you know, the trip's really expensive, and I'm going to tell you where we're going on this trip I've just booked.
Yeah, no, mental health is at no expense,
but
G. Yeah, for real.
I'm sitting there going, well, I need a big trip, but it's a lot of money. I'm talking, you know, you really want to go on a 7-day trip with your family, you're talking a few $1,000s
well,
at least,
and
right?
And you said different countries, which
over
means
spring
a
break.
Couple of thousand at least.
So, well, we're going on a cruise, so if you missed it, I said, I'm just at my breaking point where I have nothing to look forward to. I've always loved to travel. I don't know why I don't have anything planned. A lot of it used to be that I would go see my family in California or my parents in Florida. So
which is great.
My other sister's in New York. It just breaks everything up. But I need to be booking trips for me and the kids.
And things for you guys to do that isn't just like going to stay with family. Actual trips. Things that you guys can do, have memories of that isn't going to hang out with Jenny and Penny and, you know, mom and dad. And
there was the first memory of the three of us on vacation was really when we went to Vegas this summer because every other vacation, even when we went to the Dells, I'd have help.
Yeah.
So it's the first time the three of us went somewhere and
solo.
Had a family vacation. So I have booked a cruise for March.
Where are we cruising?
And I said, I don't care what it costs. We're going to figure it out and we're going to deal with it later because, again, like I said, at what cost is my mental health at this point? You know, there's no expense.
Spare no expense.
So we have booked a 7-day cruise, DZ.
Where we going?
Leaving on spring break in March of next year, which is not soon enough. We're going to Cozumel, Mexico.
Ooh.
We're going to Puerto Costa Maya, Mexico. And last but not least, what I'm most excited about.
What's up?
We're going to Roatan, Honduras, baby.
Honduras! Epa!
So I did it. I did it. I purchased it, and I'm going to just not look back and pay it off over time and live my life, and it's going to be great. Because
I'm so happily jealous right now.
Oh, my gosh. And the thing is, I have so much work I need to do on my house, which was also stopping me. That was also stopping me, and I finally went, enough.
That stuff is always going to be there.
Go somewhere. You got to go somewhere and live your life with your kids,
The counter
man.
Always needs to be readjusted. The roof always needs to be replaced. The cabinet's always going to be janky, dog.
Totally.
Go live some life.
Thank
go
you.
See Honduras, man. Oh, or should I say Honduras?
Oh, a new country I've never been to like that. And
I ain't even been to Honduras.
Same. I know you're Colombian, but my kids have never been to Mexico. They've never been to Honduras.
Yes.
So Owen and Hudson have been on a cruise.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
Okay.
With their father, they all went on a huge family cruise with like grandparents to Alaska.
Alaska cruise is crazy.
They loved it. It was 2022. They had a great summer.
Also, somewhat recently, too, so they still got it in recent times.
Well, you know what they loved about it?
What?
All the food?
I knew it.
They loved it because it's nonstop food on a cruise. Well, and they were like, so when I...
You got to get the inclusive packages.
I booked it. And I sent a screenshot of them, of our itinerary to the boys.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, oh my God, Mom, thank you so much. And I was like, oh, they actually appreciate
it. They're grateful. And they're appreciative. And they're all of the things.
I feel like I had this mental health moment where I was like, I'm going to lose it if I don't book a trip somewhere. And if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
We're not doing this 2-day to Idaho nonsense.
No staycation
we're
stuff.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're going.
You're good. Listen, the passion is here. I'm all for it.
I'm so traveling is just, I need it
you
for
need
my
to.
Soul.
It feeds your soul.
And I'm excited to go somewhere with my kids and form memories. It's going to be a good cruise in March.
You mentioned how much you like to travel. You've
Love
mentioned
it.
How much it feeds your soul. And now that the boys are older, it's even better because now you get to shape these memories and shape their experience. Make them little travelers.
Well,
do the things that you want to do with them as a family.
Me and my ex traveled a ton when
okay.
it was just us with no kids.
Okay, I know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We went to Ireland. I mean, I've been all
you've
over
been to
Europe.
Ireland?
Oh,
Aaron go
yeah.
Brah.
We went to Aruba. We went a lot of places. And so, but we had no kids and
okay.
two incomes.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm one income,
two kids. You see how that works?
It does not work out well for me.
We're in the same boat, though.
Yeah, you sure are.
Let me tell you quick, you know, with two kids, being from Colombia, wanting to, you know, take my kids to the land I was born in, right? There's a certain...
When's the last time you went to Colombia?
When my grandmother passed.
Which was
2019.
Right.
2018, going into 2019.
And you didn't have the babies yet.
And we didn't have the babies, so it was chill.
Just you and Aaron,
we just went, you know, and it was just... I went by myself because we had to go, you know... bury my grandmother.
Yeah.
So it was a different time, and a lot of life has happened since then. But we want to go. We want to take the babies. But get this: this year we've got two weddings in states, one wedding out of the country.
You know what I'm saying?
And then we're going. Come on, son. Like, when are we going to be able to just take some time? All of the traveling that we got coming up is specifically for set reasons.
Yeah.
So we're itching to do what you're doing.
You are.
And when we go to Colombia, I better believe it. We're not taking a cruise, but we gonna be active, and you're coming with.
I'm coming. And my children, if you will let Owen and Hudson come, like, we will all come with you to Colombia. I've said this to you, and I mean this.
It's a family trip. You don't understand.
I cannot wait to go and meet your family in Colombia.
Yes.
I can't wait to go to Colombia. Like, I can't wait. I'm going
Squat
with you.
Up. No.
I will not go without you.
We might need
How could I go without my Colombian friend?
With the number of people that are going to end up going,
I can't wait.
We might just need to charter a private jet. It could be cheaper. Or we're going to book the whole plane up.
Did you invite everybody?
No. People have invited themselves.
So basically, the Bucks are going to be on this charter. DZ's invited everybody.
Can I borrow the plane? John? Peter? Anybody? Not for real. Like,
I can't wait. When
we go to Colombia, it's going to be another one of them. Like, this is the itinerary. This is what we're doing. And we're going to have a blast. Like, I'm so proud of you for booking this, bro. Like, the money is legitimately zero object and zero consequence when your mental health is
there. It's like, what cost am I trying to save money? I'm losing. losing it over here.
Yep.
We're working ourselves into the ground. Yep. We're mentally tired. Need a break. So yeah. Now I have something to look forward to. Yep. My sister just texted me and said, I'm listening on the Odyssey app. I miss what cruise you booked. Okay.
Girl.
So basically, Penny, if you missed it, we're leaving from Tampa.
Boom.
This is over spring break. So I have something me and the boys, we're going to Cozumel, Puerto Costa Maya, and also in Mexico. And then we go to Roatan, Honduras.
Take all the pictures.
I can't wait.
Empty the photo roll because you're going to want to load that bad boy up with all of the pictures.
And we have 2 days at sea, which means we can relax, you know, on top of all that. So we get a full day in all of these places to explore and go out and do whatever we want. Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
This is about to be huge.
I'm excited too. Yeah. And I get to see my boys. Never been either. So.
Yeah. Oh, do you take it out the country?
I've been to Cozumel. Cozumel is the only one I've been to. So.
Is this the boys' first time out the country?
No, because they went to, you know why? Because their dad took them to Alaska. They had to leave from Canada. They left from Vancouver.
Okay.
So they had to get
Alaska's the U.S.
Well, they had to get passports. No, I knew that. But they had to get passports in order to go to Canada.
To be able to, to
which
get
was a
over.
New thing.
That's cool.
So now we all have the passports, and they have been out of the country, but only with their dad. So
let me not be disrespectful by saying Canada don't count, but when you're going to be in Honduras, that's what I mean
that
by they ain't been out the country. They going to be out the country
Let's
now.
Go! I'm so excited. Do you eat breakfast?
Not usually, even Same. Though I'm eating breakfast right now.
As you're chewing, DZ's going, No, I don't at all.
Mouthful of croissant. We're talking about No.
Well, a lot of people don't eat breakfast like us. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Ali and DZ.
Wepa.
But they're saying there is actually like the perfect time to eat breakfast. There's a perfect time for all of us to help our bodies. And I'm like
an actual time of the day? Like,
yeah.
You know, you got to eat breakfast before 9 a.m. or something like that? Or
they
what?
Said that science has shown that we already know it's the most important meal of the day. Whatever. Well, I'm very into intermittent fasting.
Yeah,
so
I will say. It depends on
I love science, but you know. Anyway, but they said when you can actually use breakfast to your advantage to help you like live longer. Hmm. It's based on your body clock, so your circadian rhythm.
Ooh, okay, I'm
and
into it.
They think that keeping an earlier breakfast start time actually helps restore your rhythms in older adults. So that means the trick to leading a healthier and happier life means you should be eating within 31 minutes of waking up. So it's not a specific time, but they say you should be. The trick is to eat within 31 minutes of waking up. Dude, I am not hungry.
Ain't no way.
I don't want to eat.
I'm sorry, but no. I'm 31 minutes. That's oddly specific. 31.
Right?
Look at the
Isn't
time.
It a weird you know number what I mean? To like, put out there? You're so right
so
on that.
So if you're telling me I wake up at 8 a.m., I gotta eat right now.
What time do you usually get up? I get up around 5. There's no way I'm eating before I even get here at 6. There's no way.
Give it, you know, 4:30.
There's no way. 4:30-ish
is when I get
like
up.
9.
Honestly, it's a miracle and random that I'm even eating right now because I don't normally eat while I'm here. It's not my go-to. It's not what I like to do. I don't normally eat in the morning. I've been this way for a lot of my life. But no,
but
31 minutes, I don't even think I've had water,
on
coffee,
the weekends, I
anything.
Love a good breakfast. But when do you guys eat breakfast? Do you eat breakfast? What is this? 31 minutes? 414-533-1037 because they're saying there's a perfect time and it helps with our body clocks and it actually makes us live healthier and happier lives. And then what are you eating? Like, what are you eating right now? Because they should say that matters too.
Well, right.
Because just because I get up, if I go eat a stack of pancakes, I'm going to go right back to bed.
That's lethargic city right there.
That's going to make me better?
Whole bunch
Come
of
on.
Flapjacks, eggs, hash browns, mm-hmm. and bacon. Mm-hmm. First mm-hmm. of all. Second of all, yeah, I'm going right back to sleep. That's not going to, the reason it resets the circadian rhythm is because it puts you back to sleep.
Right. 31 minutes of waking up. And then I see people like, let's say, my children. Okay. So Owen and Hudson, they'll come right downstairs
and eat something
and get a bowl of cereal at 5 minutes after waking up. And I'm like, ugh, how can you eat? They're ready to go.
Kids wake up hungry.
And that's why they're probably healthier.
Kids will wake up hungry. But
that metabolism.
31 minutes seems like it's too soon after me waking up for me to even mentally be ready to try to eat something. I don't think so.
So with you on that. 414-533-1037. Let's go to the phone and see what people are saying. They're saying to be the healthiest, you should eat breakfast within 31 minutes of waking up. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Good morning. It's your girl. Hello, OG Lori.
OG. Buenos dias. So, you called 5 days in a row and got your own theme song, but do you eat breakfast, Lori?
I get up every day at 4 a.m. I eat breakfast not until about noon.
What? You're
so
like
you
us.
Lunch.
You're
lunch.
Like us.
Girl, we call that lunch.
Coffee.
I have my
coffee in the morning.
Yeah. Yep.
But my actually, because I work from 6 to 2, my technical lunch hour is usually like 10:30 in the morning.
And you don't eat for your lunch hour at 10:30?
No, I usually don't eat until like 11:30 noon.
Gotcha.
It's weird, but I've never been a morning eater.
Well, it's not weird, and let me tell you why. One of the things when I lost 150 pounds and kept that weight off all these years was that I learned how to eat when I was hungry.
Right.
And that changed everything. So there are days where I'm hungry and I eat. And most days I'm not hungry and I don't eat, you know,
yeah.
And that goes into managing, you know, my weight loss and stuff. Well, and so it's like, if you're not hungry, why are you forcing it?
There's a psychological thing that you go, you have to eat 3 square meals a day. Breakfast is
that's
most
nonsense.
Important part. I'm sorry, but if you're not hungry, you don't need to eat. Your
well,
body
yeah,
will
yeah.
When you need to refuel.
For some of us that grew up in a different kind of life, we were lucky if we got dinner at night before we went to bed.
That
so
part.
3 meals a day has never been part of my life.
And and people are lucky to have those 3 square meals.
There's
but
a
that
lot
aren't
of kids.
Really
listen,
cot.
There's a lot of kids who only eat at school. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget
yep.
that.
Oh,
and I worry
it's
about
true.
Those kids in the summer, let yep. me tell you. Yep. So
well, that's what summer programs are for, and those are important.
You're right.
Not to
you're
get
right.
off, not to get
no,
off
they
topic.
Are.
Not to get off topic.
Now
but.
We're on a now we want to help all the kids, and I'm with you, DZ.
Now we're feeding America over here.
Now I'm into it, man. Now I'm into it. All right, thanks for calling, Lori. Love you.
Love you guys. Have a good day.
Bye.
You're right. We could go down that hole, but for sure. So, but 3 meals a day is nonsense to me anyway, because it could be 5. It could be 1.
And kids,
I don't care.
Kids live hungry. You know, this
totally.
Is more, I guess, the adults of life going. An
yeah.
adult that wakes up should eat 31 minutes after
mm-hmm.
waking up to get the most benefits in their day. Because
mm-hmm.
a kid don't count for this. Babies will be hungry
yeah.
at 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m.
Well, and they said this is for adults. They said if adults want to live to be older and healthier and happier,
yeah.
that
yeah.
you're supposed to eat within 31 minutes of waking up.
That's... No, I'm sorry. Uh-uh. I just, no.
Nope.
My
mm-hmm.
body cringes even thinking that.
Well, maybe we're going to hear from people who do. We're going to talk to you guys next. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Allie and DZ. Eating 31 minutes after you wake up. No thank you. No thank you at all.
No, I can't bring myself to do it. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, I same. We have people on the phone who want to chime in because this is what we're finding out. They're saying if you want to live a healthier life, you're supposed to eat within 31 minutes of waking up.
I'm trying to think of what I'm doing 31 minutes after waking up, and that's usually
not
like
eating.
Getting about the shower, getting dressed to go, like leave. Like
I'm on
no,
my
no.
first cup of coffee, man.
Man, I haven't even thought about coffee.
Same.
My definitely only water that's touched my mouth is from when I brushed my teeth.
Right? Well, we're going to give away tickets to Twas the Night for Cirque du Soleil in like 2 minutes, so hold on. Let's go to Max in Econimowoc first, though. Hey, Max. Good morning.
What up? Hey, good morning.
Morning. Do you eat breakfast within 31 minutes, or do you not even eat?
Let me tell you, I go to bed the night before thinking about breakfast.
No,
I'm thinking about a breakfast sandwich, lettuce, tomato, onion, and I am stoked for that before
really?
Work. Let
You're
me tell
a big
you.
Breakfast guy. I can hear it in your voice. He really does go to bed thinking about bacon, egg, and cheese.
And then he's putting lettuce and tomato. I mean, you're a brunch guy as far as I'm concerned. You're just doing it early in the morning.
Yep. What time do you wake up?
I'm in there at 6. I'm ready to go. Quick sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich,
Yum.
And then I'm yeah.
You're active.
Off to work.
Well, thank you for sharing, Max. Wow. We appreciate you calling in. You have a great day.
Hey, you as well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
appreciate
anytime.
You, man. You were so polite.
He was.
Must be the breakfast.
It's Econimowoc.
And the Econimowoc.
And the Econimowoc. No, honestly, Hudson this weekend said to me after the ALS walk yesterday, he goes, Mom, let's go to Wendy's for breakfast. And I go, I almost forgot Wendy's as breakfast. He goes,
Oh, Wendy's breakfast.
He goes, but I want a Baconator. I go, well, that's not breakfast. He goes, you can get the Baconator all
they
day.
They got breakfast
Baconators. Not an ad, but it should be because that was exactly what we did. I kid you not. Yeah.
The breakfast Baconator is different. I'm telling you, bro, that patty's different. That egg is different. That bacon is different. The breakfast Baconator hits.
We'll go to Carl in Indy, and let's see if he eats breakfast 31 minutes within waking up. Hi, Carl.
Morning, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Carl, do you eat breakfast?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's
Dang.
How people live.
Well,
okay,
I don't.
Guy.
I don't, but okay. Fancy pants with the breakfast.
Mr. Moneybags
yeah,
over here eating eggs every day.
I can't eat until March now that I booked a cruise.
sometimes if I was like man versus food mode last night, my stomach the next day would be like, shoot, I'm full.
Well, that never stopped us. But anyway,
yep.
Carl, do you eat within 31 minutes?
How fast do you have
no,
to wake
No, I don't.
Up? Okay.
I got to get my coffee. I got to take a shower. I got to We know. Do my own business.
Other things you know that guys do. S&S. Shower and
shave. Exactly. Yes. And the third S. And the third yes. S that that as other well. One. That yes. other one. All Carl, right. we love you, man.
We love you, Carl. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Peace, bye. Man. He said, all right.
All right. So eat breakfast if you want or don't. They say within 31 minutes. Not going to be me.
Not me.
You ready to give away these tickets, DZ? First chance today. Twas the night. Cirque du Soleil is coming to the Miller High Life Theater on November 29th.
November 29th.
I want to get the correct date that we are sending you. We are sending you on November 29th at 7:30 p.m. These things are not cheap, okay?
Cirque du Soleil.
These tickets are not cheap. We're sending you four tickets to Twas the Night. At the Miller High Life Theater, Cirque du Soleil, 414-533-1037. We're going to take caller. We're going to take... GZ and I are making faces. We're going to take caller 33.
Oh, snap.
414-533-1037. Caller 33, you're going to see Cirque du Soleil at Miller High Life Theater. Twas the night. I can't believe I'm talking about Christmas, but here I am. Fine. Kiss FM. Well, West Bend, you want to be a part of the action? 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Stephanie's in West Bend this morning. Pull her up.
Oh, is she now? Morning, hey, girl. Stephanie.
Hello.
What are you up to?
I am on my way to work.
Where do you work? We're nosy.
Mm-hmm. I clean homes. I'm actually headed to Milwaukee today to clean homes.
Let me drop the location. I'll get you right on over to my house.
Oh, you're going
to
be in Milwaukee, you say? Crazy. We live in Bayview. See you soon.
Nope. Sorry. We need you over at my house.
She didn't say New Berlin. She said Milwaukee.
Yeah, but my upstairs smells like a locker room, okay?
I can get both of you.
Thank you.
No,
it's you on
no
the
worries.
Way in, and then
noted.
Me after you.
Just wear a mask because it smells so bad in my kids' rooms.
Yeah, she got older boys. She did. They smell like a locker room.
This morning, I went back up to get something. I almost threw up. I went, oh, my God. Get in the shower, all of yous.
Bye.
Bye.
Please,
okay.
Now.
Well, either way, you're going to Cirque du Soleil, Stephanie.
Hey, and you ain't got to clean nothing. Woo!
You deserve that's a night awesome. Off. Yeah, four tickets at that. So you can take three people with you. Ooh. And you're going to be going to see Twas the Night by Cirque du Soleil at the Miller High Life Theater on November 29th.
Magical.
Awesome. That is so cool.
Well, have a great time and enjoy. Somebody's going to be in touch. Okay, Stephanie?
Thanks, guys. You guys have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
More chances tomorrow. Same time.
Same place.
Yep. You ever look for something to make your friends laugh on a bad day?
I just usually do that with my dumb shenanigans.
103.7 Kiss FM. I'm Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
So, DZ, I have to tell you, yesterday, it was on Friday. Actually, it was in the studio when this happened. My sister Jenny called me.
Okay, shout out Jenny.
And we were on the air, and she's like, you probably can't talk right now. I'm like, what's up? I got a minute and a half. And she goes, we should send some stuff to our sister.
Oh,
Penny.
I think I remember when she called you. Yeah, I remember this.
She's like, Penny's just having a bad day. And so as our sisters, let's send her something.
Show us
some
love.
I said, no problem. I got this. Let me handle this. I'll send her something. So I sent her a ton of Taylor Swift stuff for Taylor Swift weekend because she's a Swiftie. But then I also found these pins on Amazon. Oh my gosh, dude. I was dying
what
to read
those?
These to you. These are like, they're just gag gifts. They're pins that say things on them, like a writing pen. So like if you have them at the office... This says,
she does work in an office.
You're doing
setting.
Great, sweetie. Like, there's one.
Oh,
of
they're
them.
Motivational.
They're motivational, but they have pens. Naughty words on a lot of them. Like, B, you're doing a good job, but it says the actual B word.
B-O-B.
Yeah. So I was cracking up reading these pens that I had sent her. I thought they were hysterical. And then I realized they have all kinds of pens for every occasion. And I started going through them, and I just lost it. And I'm like, I got to read some of these DZ. These are hysterical because you could rotate to whatever your pen was. You know, like, there's a teacher pen, and then there's a have a
like
better day.
Nurses.
Pen.
Okay.
There's a nurse's pen, but not before they get really funny. Like, here's a set of pens. You ready for there's five pens in this package.
In this pack that you could buy?
That you can buy and send to somebody. The first one says, why so confident?
Hold on.
The second pen says, at least you tried. The third one says, you already peaked.
Oh, yeah. These are great motivators.
The fourth one says, you're not as dumb as you look. Oh. And the fifth pen, these are writing pens, say, you look better in pictures. That was a set you could send to somebody. I lost it. And I was like, see, I can't even send these at work because they're going to say
those are
that
for the
I'm
best
not
friends.
Being very nice. Okay, so here's another set of writing pens I found on Amazon if you want to
like
send somebody.
Colors.
This is Murder Monday. There's five pens again. Torture Tuesday, Black Widow Wednesday, Thrill Kill Thursday, and Felony Friday.
Oh, you're just describing the stages of the week. Ah, I get
Isn't
it. I get
that
it.
Great.
Gee.
I know I'm not the first one to find gag gifts like this on Amazon, but these pens had me dying, man.
Now, these are good because hear me
Isn't
out,
that
man.
Funny.
I'm a pretty motivational person.
Yes,
you know, I try to be
positive,
encouraging, all that good stuff, and like bolster, you know, good energy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not the big motivational. Speech kind of guy. I'm not the one that's saying, everybody huddle up. Come here,
right.
guys. Come here, guys.
No, but I also, and when I wanted to order these, I didn't know if I would be considered hostile.
Oh.
Like this package, there's five pens for work, and this one it says, hang on, let me overthink this, which is funny.
That's pretty funny.
The second
that's
one me. Says, there's always tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, that's
The third one says, bitch, you're doing a good job. And the kids are in school now.
That's all of us.
Then one says, I hate everyone. Professional procrastinators, and then call me antisocial, but don't call me. So those, like, these are funny, and I was like, if I put these around at work, you know somebody's going to be like, oh, Allie's got a bad attitude as I'm walking around with my there's always tomorrow pen.
That means you don't understand humor. That means you don't understand that not everybody operates with the hang in there, cool cat.
These
like
are
you,
great.
Not, I'm not the type of guy that's going to love to sit there and be motivated by all of the extra. Like I said, we're motivational, but I don't need the you're doing great sweetie poster in front of me. I need the hey dummy get back to work pen.
Okay, wait, well then I should tell you something. I bought some for our boss who's a female. Not hard pants, the other boss, the hardest pants. I bought some for her.
Did you?
I was scared to. I know I'm scared to give them
to
her. Why? Because they say things like, I put the no and I'll let you know.
That's so good. Gee, that is such a good gift.
She's great and she's a boss. But these are, I'm like, one says big girl panty status. Can I give that to my boss?
Hilarious.
I think that's inappropriate.
No, well, okay. I get what you're coming from because she is a superior.
That's what I'm saying. I can't give her some
radio.
Of these.
Bro, we work
I put
radio.
The no and I'll let you know. That's funny,
we're
dude.
Not in HR.
That's really
what
funny.
What do the other pens say?
Well, some of these are actually positive. Like, she believed, so she did. Here's a good one. I'm starting to feel sick tomorrow.
Same.
I sent my sister, we were talking about how we sent my sister all these gag gifts to cheer up, and one of them had a set of pens, so I was telling DZ, these are so funny. This set also says, can't fix stupid, but we can sedate it.
All right. That's got to be a nurse's one.
It's a nurse's
one. Okay.
It also says, I know I look tired. Thanks. These are all nurse's pens.
Okay, I was going to say that could be for teachers, nurses, parents.
Yeah, and then it has a let me overthink this. So, yeah, those are nurses. But they have them for, like, teachers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS.
Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
All these things. And it's just, I just laughed. I was like, you know, and the thing is, DZ, they're only like $10 or less.
How many pens come in a pack?
It depends on which ones you want.
Different pack.
It depends. Okay. Yeah.
And some of these, like, it depends.
Just Google like funny pens, P-E-N-S on Amazon or
the
internet.
I need you to send me the link of the one that said that last one was a riot, bro. Come on, son.
Really?
Yes, yes.
All right. I'm going to send you the link and then you can go through because. Oh, here's the one I was going to get for myself. There's five pens that say, the first one says, here for the tea.
Yes, that's you.
Second one says, mute yourself.
Yeah.
Let's meet other people. Third one says, always out of office. That's not really
That's not really you.
Four, your ideas are garbage.
Whoa.
I need that pen.
You can hand that one out.
And then five is quietly quitting.
Give me that one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.